Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my, we had a wonderful service. Of course, we enjoyed the Sword of the Lord Conference the last few nights, and then last night was our normal Wednesday night midweek service, and my, another wonderful time together with the people of God. Just a great spirit. And there's nothing like being around the people of God. And I love our church family. And God gave us a great service last night. And hope he did you where you were, that you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and your pastor. And most importantly, God spoke to your heart and met with you, gave you what you needed to take you through the remainder of the week. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to talk to you a little bit today about what some would consider to be a controversial subject. But really, I'm just going to try to tell you plainly, like the Bible says it. In 2 Timothy 3, very familiar passage to us, it says in chapter 3 and verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Notice, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so we want to look and see, what does the Bible say about same-gender marriages? We're getting all kinds of gender issues in our day and age. What does the Bible say about it? Well, the Bible is our authority in all matters. All scripture is inspired of God. And so does the Bible deal with same-gender relationships? Yes, it does. Now, I'll have to go through these quickly, and I'll give the scriptures. We won't be able to turn to all of them because of time constraints, but I'll give you the scriptures so you can look them up. Let me give you several statements. Number one, for a man to lie with a man as he does with a woman, it is an abomination in God's sight. Leviticus 18, 22 through 30, and Leviticus 20, verse 13. That isn't ceremonial. That's not moral. You say, oh, that's Old Testament law. It's Old Testament, but it's still Bible, and all scripture is given by inspiration of God. But here, God says that's an abomination. Not ceremonial, not moral. It's an abomination in the sight of God. And God's abominations never change. Number two, Sodom was known for its homosexuality, which was wicked and very grievous in the sight of God. That's why the angels came down to talk to Abraham about destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. You read more about that in Ezekiel 16 and verses 49 and 50. Also in Jude 7, which says they gave themselves over to fornication and suffered the vengeance of eternal fire. Jude, verse 7. Number three, the Sodomites were destroyed out of the land of Israel. You read it in Deuteronomy 23, verse 17, 1 Kings 15, verse 12, 1 Kings 22, and verse 46, and 2 Kings 23, and verse 7. God did not permit them to stay in the land. Number four, the New Testament condemns same-gender relationships. That's in the New Testament in Romans chapter 1, where God says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now listen, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now watch. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even the women, their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, not receiving in themselves that recompense of their and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And he goes on to list all the things that God gives them over to. And so we understand that one of those things is without natural affection. It's working that which is not right in the sight of God. And so God condemns that same gender relationship. It is a behavior that will keep you out of heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, not my words, but God's words. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. If you notice with me, verse number 9. The Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." That's against nature. It's against the way God created us. And it'll be a sign, by the way, it'll be a sign of the last days. One of the signs of the last days we just read earlier in 2 Timothy chapter 3 about the inspiration of the Bible. In 2 Timothy 3, in the first few verses, he talks about the last days. And he talks about how one of the signs of the last days are that people are going to be without natural affection. Not the natural affection between a man and a woman. And so we understand that, listen, the Bible's plain on this. And the last wall standing between widespread acceptance of this sin is the Bible. Canada and Sweden have made laws now that if you speak as I'm speaking now, it's considered a hate crime. But I don't hate anyone. I love everyone. And God says I ought to love everyone. But listen, I'm not going to tolerate things the Bible says are absolutely wrong. Groups going into schools and elementary and middle schools and they're infiltrating and they're trying to put this teaching and this belief into the minds of our children that it's normal and it's right, and it's not in God's eyes. In God's eyes, it's immoral, it's sin, and it's wicked. We have to understand, what is the design and purpose of marriage? What is the design and purpose of a marriage? Well, number one, it is from the beginning, God made them male and female. Matthew 19, verses 4 and 5. Genesis 2 and verse 24. Marriage is always between a man and a woman. And that's who God created in the garden and put them together. Number two, God created two distinct yet complementary genders. He made Eve as a suitable helpmeet for Adam. And so he made her to be a helpmeet for him. Number three, man and a woman, by their sexual union, are designed to be one flesh. God made us that way. And that's perfectly right in a marriage. Physical intimacy is designed for and permissible only in the confines of marriage. That's why Hebrews 13:4 says that marriage is honorable all and the bed undefiled, but adulterers and whoremongers God will judge. So we have to be careful. Adultery is committing fornication outside of marriage, being immoral outside of your marriage, finding sexual pleasure outside of marriage. Whoremonger is one who practices lewdness. You have to understand, God will judge. God will judge. And he told the first couple to be fruitful and multiply. With same gender, that is impossible. Any sexual expression outside of marriage, outside of a man and a woman in a marriage relationship, is immoral and outlawed by God's clear command. Well, what causes someone to be a homosexual or a lesbian? I'm going to help you today now. I'm not mad at you, and I don't hate you. I love you. But someone ought to tell you the truth in love. It's not genetic makeup. Romans 1 makes it clear. God did not make them that way. The only gene that makes you that way is called the depravity gene. And that gene is in all of us. We're born that way. There's no scientific evidence ever that it's genetic makeup. Number two, it is a choice. It is a choice. Most women that choose to become lesbian have gone through physical or sexual or emotional abuse. That's just facts. men have usually had a domineering mother and an absent father, or they too were victims of sexual abuse and had no healthy role model to follow. You see, the two basic needs, security and significance, have never been met. And then number three, it's a manifestation of the sin nature. We're fallen creatures. We are spiritually and emotionally and physically depraved. And so we understand that we're sinful people. But same gender relationships are becoming so popular in our day. Listen, let me help you. It's a learned behavior. It's a deviant behavior. It's a damning behavior. And it's a deliverable behavior. Back in 1 Corinthians 6, where we read that list of who will not inherit the kingdom of God, hey, my friend, the next verse said, "And such were some of you, but you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Hallelujah. Oh, not such are some of you, such were some of you. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Confession of that sin to God. Coming to Christ and receiving Him as your Savior. My friend, the blood covers those sins. And you get a new start. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, listen. Do you hate those people? No. I have compassion on all people. I was a sinner. I am a sinner. And listen, thank God He saved me, and I'm not what I used to be. And you don't have to be what you always have been or what you used to be either. But I, in compassion, tell you the truth of God's Word today. Sin is sin in God's sight. And the Bible says Christ died for our sins, all our sins. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, my friend, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today as your Savior. He'll forgive you of all sin, no matter what the sin is. My friend, that's all we need. What's the answer? Jesus Christ. He'll set your thinking straight. He'll iron you out. My friend, as we get further from God, we see more of these deviations and these wickedness that comes about. And listen, my friend, someone needs to tell you the truth. Someone needs to tell you what the Bible says. And God loves you. And God would have you come to know Christ as your Savior. And I hope you will. And if you'll call on the Lord and ask Him to save you, then let us know about it. We'd love to help you in your Christian life and to walk with God and to learn what living for Jesus is all about now that you're a new creature in Christ. Well, I hope you'll take that in the spirit in which I give it today, and maybe it'll help you. Those of you who have to deal with certain situations, maybe among family members or acquaintances or work-related things, and just be a help to you today. All right. Tomorrow, another controversial subject. Maybe we'll talk about tattoos and piercings and what the Bible says about that. All right. Have a good Thursday, everybody. And I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us.
sunny smile.